And as long as I've been on this planet, I don't think I've seen anything like this before.
Some New York hospital workers are fighting back.
It's very disconcerting to me.
Refusing to take the seasonal flu or the H1N1 vaccine mandated by the New York State Health Department for healthcare workers statewide.
It reminds me of the 1976 swine flu pandemic that was out. They did that. They created such a panic that people rushed to get these vaccines, and over 4,000 people became disabled in one way or another from those vaccines.
Because getting the shot is not 100% guarantee that you won't get the flu.
Even if long-term problems are unlikely, they worry about the vaccine's safety. They say the vaccine hasn't been properly tested. They wonder why it's required in New York but not by other states. That the only exemption is medical, meaning religious or philosophical differences don't count.
I will lose my job because I am not going to get it.
I'll be out of a job. Or I'll move to a different state.
They'll can me because I won't get the shot.
All of this begging the question, is it legal for the state to require healthcare workers to get the vaccine? We spoke with legal expert Paul Darohanessian.
It's going to be very difficult to challenge the health department's authority to have this type of regulation where they have to get vaccines.
In an open letter to healthcare workers, the health commissioner said, quote, questions about safety and claims of personal preference are understandable, given the outstanding efficacy and safety record of approved influenza vaccines. Our overriding concern then, as healthcare workers, should be the interests of our patients, not our own sensibilities about mandates. On this, the facts are very clear. The welfare of patients is best served by the very high rates of staff immunity that can only be achieved with mandatory influenza vaccination, not the 40 to 50% rates of staff immunization historically achieved with even the most vigorous of voluntary programs. These workers say they'll be protesting at the state capitol on Tuesday as they're left with the choice, keep their jobs and get the shots, or be out of work just before Christmas.
For me, this is an infringement upon my basic human rights, my civil rights. I have the option to say what goes in my body.
In Albany, I'm Steve Ferentz.